Welcome to the Organizational Transformation Kung Fu Podcast with your hosts, Sandy Varecchia and Jennifer Long.
Welcome to OT Kung Fu, the place to come and learn about how to create long-lasting transformational change within your organization. I'm Sandy Varecchia, and I'm here in Toronto, Canada. I'm here with my Kung Fu partner, Jen Long from Colorado. Hey, Jen, how are you doing today?
I am good. Thanks, Sandy. I'm absolutely fantastic and really pleased to be doing this podcast with you today. It was a little bit of a struggle for us to get started because we're not technology geniuses.
No, we're not.
But we're getting there. For the first time listeners of OT Kung Fu, OT Kung Fu is basically the short version. It stands for Organizational Transformation Kung Fu. So as you may know, Kung Fu is the art and study of learning or practice that requires patience, energy, and time to complete. And we believe that organizations can learn a great deal from this practice. So we think it's the perfect metaphor for organizational change.
It is, for sure. And change is coming at us pretty fast these days, and many change efforts fail because they're not given that energy and that time to complete. So our podcasts all focus on how to help you, as executives, effectively institute change efforts that are well thought out and integrated and allow for sufficient time to complete. In other words, they follow the rules of Kung Fu.
Right. Now, in previous podcasts, we've talked about accountability. This is huge with my clients these days.
Oh, gosh, mine too. They all seem to be struggling with how to create an accountability culture that drives results.
Oh, my God, I know. It seems like it should be simple, but it's not. We've also covered off on strategy. Again, that's also a difficult topic and hard to do really well. But today, we wanted to talk about vision, what it is and how do you approach it and do well at creating a vision.
Yeah, I like to really think of it as the top of the house, so to speak. Your vision should drive all of your decisions. But first, let's define what vision really is, because I find that some of my clients are often getting it confused with mission. So because most organizations are going to have a mission and a vision statement. So let's define it. So a number of years ago, I read an article in the Harvard Business Review, and I think they described it exceptionally well. They said that a vision statement says what the organization wishes to be like in some year's time, so future. It's not why an organization exists or what you do every day. That really becomes the mission. A mission is the answer to why you're in business, whereas a vision, it's your roadmap, a defined direction. It's the answer to where is the business going? Visions need to be lofty, I think, anyway, and they need to be forward-thinking, and they need to stretch an organization.
Right. They are the BHAG, right? The big, hairy, audacious goal. I like to think of the vision as it's the horizon, something that an organization may never fully achieve, yet it drives and inspires the behavior of the employees to strive for more. Mm-hmm. I have a few that I think are really pretty good. So Harvard, since you mentioned HBR, Harvard University's vision is to develop leaders who will one day make a global difference. Right? That's big. That's a big thought. Another one I really like is Starbucks. And it's not just because I love their coffee, which I'm drinking now as we speak. But their vision is to establish Starbucks as the most recognized and respected brand in the world. It's pretty compelling to want to be that most recognized and respected brand in the world. I would say that's pretty lofty.
Pretty darn lofty for sure. And I think they're certainly well on their way. But can they ever get there? I think they're pretty close. But I would guess that Apple has probably that top spot with that $1 trillion market cap that they just achieved.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll watch Starbucks. They'll continue to work toward that vision. And we'll see it throughout, work out in their strategies and their decisions. But it's a lofty, lofty goal.
Yeah, and here's another interesting one. I think Netflix, right, their vision is helping content creators around the world to find a global audience. Is that a true vision?
I think it's their mission. I think it's why they exist. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think the best vision statements are short, focused and clear, memorable, right? And easy to understand. And as you said, lofty, that's the word, lofty and forward thinking.
Yeah, for sure. And I would add inspirational. So Jen, what's your company, Management Possible's vision?
Right. So vision. So ours is kind of focused on the next, 3 to 5 years. And really what we're looking at is to be recognized as the expert in transferable, practical workplace accountability skills for managers, really honing in on owning that space.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I have to say for Satara Consulting, our vision is to become the most recognized consulting firm in Canada.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got a long way to go. That's for sure. And we have a little organization called Deloitte that's getting in the way.
I like yours. This is way lofty. I need to be loftier.
It's long term, right? And visions, you never really get there, but it has to be something that you can strive for. But I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about vision with respect to planning. Does that work for you?
Yeah, let's do it. Sounds good. Let's shift away. But what kind of planning? It sounds like we're getting into ready to connect back to strategic planning, podcast number one.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty typical to start a strat planning session with a revisit of your vision, mission, and values. And I find that's not really optimal. In fact, I prefer to visit these three pieces towards the end of a planning session.
Really? How come?
Well, really, the old adage of starting with the end in mind doesn't always change the behavior and thought process throughout a planning session. So I wait to the end and vet all the strategies, goals, and priorities against the vision. The question is, does the strategy, priorities, and goals take us closer or further from the vision?
Right. If it takes us closer, then the vision is good. And if it takes us further away from it, then the vision needs to be revisited.
Exactly. So I like it at the end.
So now once we have the vision, we know where we aspired to get to be truly useful. The vision has to be integrated and part of the organization, right? So once we've got it, how do we bring it in? So first thing, communicate. Communicate these statements through as many mediums and to all the levels of the organization, right? Yep. Then we want to take internal measures to ensure management speaks with one voice and speaks to the vision often, right? So this can feel like repetition for executives. They think, God, don't they know this already? And it's more than just cascading the information. Your leadership team needs to really be proactive in the conversation in a way that's going to be meaningful, such as, and this is another part of it, they've got to be able to relate and reinforce the success stories, right? That demonstrate the vision in action. What does it look like? Who's doing it? How are they making it happen? And then, of course, as a leader, you got to be able to walk the talk. You've got to embody and enact the vision in your management practice. So you've got to step it out, which means putting it into some short-term objectives that are compatible with the long-range vision.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Making those connections are like so important, right? Mm. And almost every business fundamental comes down to communication in some form. And everything you just talked about was how to communicate and reinforce and make it go out throughout the entire organization. And I think also in today's customer, in today's world, the customer experience is king. And if you want to differentiate your business based on customer experience, you have to start delivering a consistent story. So consistency, right? And communication.
Absolutely.
So in fact, a recent McKinsey study I just read revealed that the number one trait of companies that succeeded in delivering a superior customer experience was their ability to develop and deliver a clear, consistent, and corporate message. That starts with understanding the vision and being able to link all those activities to that vision, no matter where you sit in the organization. So linkage is critical.
Oh, yeah, totally. Visions are important. I think really they're truly the beacon that guides us, but not unlike the light beacon that takes effort. It takes effort to keep it lit, right? You got to keep the fire hot. Mm-hmm. It takes time. It takes patience to integrate into words and actions that this throughout the staff and the organization, right? It doesn't just happen in one presentation through one all hands meeting. And this is really where the kung fu comes in, right? It really needs the OT kung fu to truly come alive.
Yeah, That's really well said. I think everything that we're talking about is that time and that patience, right? All the executive needs. Everybody wants change to happen today, or tomorrow, but it's this long process. So I think we've covered off the need for a vision pretty well, making sure that it's aspirational and not confused with the mission. Mm-hmm. Making sure it really speaks to where we want to take the organization is critical. But even more critical, I think, is how the vision is brought to life throughout the organization through consistent communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. So maybe the last thing we want to touch on is the so what, right? So you're mm-hmm. listening to this and you're like, okay, I get it. So now that you've got an understanding of the vision, where are you with it in your organization, right? Let's do a little self-reflection. What role are you playing in the vision? It doesn't matter really if you're an executive or a mid-level manager leader, right? You still own the work of vision. This isn't something that's just relegated to the people at the top. You know, if you're at the top, you're the senior executive, you're crafting it based on the market, the competition, what you see for the business as a whole, right? You're responsible for the future. However, if you're under a senior leader, right, of some kind, then you are still responsible to craft it for your group, your department, or your division. So based on the overall organizational vision, you're still responsible to provide the BHAG for your team. And that BHAG should roll up under the larger organizational BHAG, right?
Yeah. I love the BHAG. It's awesome.
It is.
Big, hairy, audacious goals. And you still need to communicate it, right? Relate it to your success stories, walk the talk, step it out into short-term objectives. So I'll ask you, what's your vision? As you're listening to us talk, when was the last time that you and your team talked about your organizational vision? What were their concerns? What were their questions? How excited was your team? Were they excited at all? So I think if you haven't done it for a while, or if you've never done it, that's your assignment. It's your homework for this podcast.
Right. Excellent assignment. And hey, if you're under that senior leader, or you're in a company that really hasn't talked vision, that doesn't mean you can't do it, right? Just because somebody above you hasn't said, hey, here's what the vision is, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it for your team. It's really up to you to inspire your people. And so you can create one that's relevant and then tell your boss and say, hey, let me know if I've got this wrong, but here's where my team is going. Because they'll be like, oh, that's great. Or, oh my God, what are you thinking? But either way, it kicks open the door for the conversation organizationally, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, communication, right?
Right. So, in fact, oddly, this might bring us to our next topic that we're going to do on our next podcast, which is we're going to be tackling the topic of productive conflict.
Conflict. No one likes it, but it's part of everyday's environment, isn't it? Understanding how to engage in this productive conflict, as you called it, is huge and healthy. But a personal, but it gets in the way, right? People's emotions get in the way. People just don't like it. They shy away. So I can't wait to tackle it for our next podcast.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be a great one. So thanks everybody for taking the time to kind of listen to us today talk about vision. It connects back to all of the things we've talked about somewhat in the previous podcast. If you haven't heard those, take a listen, and we look forward to talking to you on the next episode.
Great. Hey, and you can learn more about us from Jen if you go to Management Possible at www.managementpossible.com, or from me at Satori Consulting at satoriconsultinginc.ca. Jen, always a pleasure.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, and please visit Sandy's website at satoriconsultinginc.ca. That's SATORI consulting INC.ca, and Jen's website at managementpossible.com. Thanks again.